This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And I know Broad has had a great idea, and sometime we're going to make something that idea work in the future, Broad. Yeah. Trust me, we're going to make something beautiful happen there.
For once, I had a good idea and it didn't work.
Well, I mean, it was a great idea. Yeah, not a good idea. It was remarkable.
Well, and the last great idea, or one of your great ideas, I definitely know. Let's go back just a little bit in time to the very first Peace-a-thon. Do we still have Parker on the phone with us?
Man, of course you do.
Oh my God.
What a sad indication of how your life is going. But thank you very much, Parker.
I love my family for this.
So
we were going to call you at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
For that,
you know.
Wake somebody up.
This is not from the very first Peace-a-thon, but one of my all-time favorite Peace-a-thon moments. By the way, 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
We played this game with Tattoo earlier while we were telling him about it.
If you have a particularly favorite Peace-a-thon memory, please send it in. But we did phone a friend at 2:41 in the morning.
Oh, it was later than that, yeah.
Or 3:41 in the morning.
3:40, yeah.
And Parker called his wife, and Parker lost because it was whoever finishes last had to do the payoff. Parker lost by like 1 second because his wife was awake. She heard the phone, but she let it ring an extra time to make him sweat. That extra ring pushed him from next to last place to last place, and then he had to do the payoff. It was truly incredible. But I want to go back
painful.
To... Yes, I'm sorry, Parker. The very first Peace-a-thon. So what was happening is we were in this normal time slot. So we were going to go 8 to midnight. And then we were scheduled to do the morning show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And so you're thinking, okay, that's 6 hours from finish the show to go back. It takes 30 minutes either way to get home, give or take.
Got
to
decompress.
Yeah, so you're looking at 5 hours max if somehow you magically fell asleep the second you pulled into your driveway. And so if you take some time to get sleep, take some time to get ready in the morning, you're going to max out at 4 hours of sleep. And
right.
When you talk with Broadus, and this is on a Wednesday, or I guess maybe the Wednesday before, and he goes, yeah, you guys should probably just stay on the whole time. And we're like, And then in the span of that first commercial break, after he said that, we just decided that that's exactly what we were going to do. And thus, Peace-a-thon was born 14 hours in the span of one segment and one commercial break. And then I remember our salespeople were complaining, like, why didn't you give us more of a heads up? And we're like, We decided on this 2 days ago. Like,
sure.
We just came up with this. And the most memorable moment of the first Peace-a-thon, without question, to me, is the inaugural ham slap, which one Jonathan Shipman took place in. And Shippy, I'm going to describe what I saw, and then I want to see how honest you will describe how it really went down.
Let's also point out that Colby decided that the most important part of the ham slap was that it had to be in the freezer for most of the evening.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that. Colby came up and he was like, yeah, by the way, I put the ham in the freezer. And I was like, that'll help.
Wasn't it an intern, young lady intern that put the
comes in.
Let me tell the version of the story as I originally knew it, and then I'm going to allow Shippy to expand. There were two ladies in the studio, and this is when we were up on 12, and they were both what was then, they were called the Fantasy Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably bring that back at
some point. Fangirls.
Yeah.
Fangirls.
Come on,
dude.
Man. You know what they were really called. You've seen the calendar.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't invent the concept, okay? So there were two in there.
Wait, you two what?
And one of them...
beautiful day.
Like, volunteered to do the ham slap,
yeah.
And she slapped the F out of him, and like,
hard.
We all...
I think she punched him.
My ear was ringing.
I'm sure we don't have the audio for this, but we all
it's
were
in
like,
there somewhere.
Oh! Like, it was legitimately... It legitimately freaked all of us out. What
it
I did
was
not...
personal.
What? Yes. I forgot Parker was there.
From the first...
I thought that was a drop. I was like, damn, good job, Reg.
From the 469, didn't Shippy get sick because of that?
Oh.
We'll get to that in a minute. But now I found out only significantly later Why? Do you have the audio?
I have procured the audio.
Oh my God, I knew we had it.
Let's play it. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Can you turn that way?
Oh, she's directing you.
She's, here we go. Oh,
okay. All right,
this
here
is
going to
be sweet. Oh!
Oh my God!
Oh!
Oh, I did not
broke it. That thing exploded across the studio.
Oh my God! Wow. It broke in half. The piece of ham ripped in half.
It was frozen.
Look at that.
Colby, did you put that in the freezer?
Uh-huh. Oh my God!
Thing.
Oh my God!
Should be, are you okay?
I don't.
Can you hear
my left,
your left
ear's
ear?
In trouble, I think.
Oh, no.
There's like a real loud pop.
It's
that
for
happened.
Charity. It's okay.
I mean, Charity's going to be so happy that you did this for her.
Now, Shippy, what can you tell us behind the scenes of that one girl and then that other girl who smacked the F out of your face and why she might have been compelled to do so?
All right, first things first, as painful as it sounded, it was like four times as painful as that. Mm-hmm. I was trying really hard to keep it together. But one of the girls I was talking to, and I might have been talking to the other girl too a little bit as well, but maybe one I was talking to more than the other one, and maybe at this point the other girl who slapped me in the face had found out that I was talking to the other girl more than the girl that slapped me in the face, and so I think that that's why I got the really hard frozen ham slap to the face.
From the 682, ham slap every year was great. The ham flu will live on. And honestly,
I had pneumonia.
So,
like, I got it too. I got it too somehow.
Shippy and
Corey
were sick the next day. And I think, I was just saying this off air, I think that built the reputation of Peace-a-thon because only half of our show made it to the next day.
Right.
Colby and I were here like, I don't know, dude. I think it might just be me and you because that 14-hour show that, keep in mind, we weren't prepared for at all wiped out half of the crew.
At 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I was getting ready to get to work, and I started getting chills. And I went and laid down on the couch and said, I just need 15 minutes, Adrian, to my wife, covered up in a blanket, and woke up and my teeth were chattering. And I didn't know why. And then I called Kevin. I very scarcely ever call in. And he was like, oh, okay. But I thought I was going to die that day. And then I vomited it was not sympathy pains for Shippy.
Parker, what do you remember about that night? Because you were around and not fully employed yet.
Man, I don't remember a lot, to be honest. It seems like
Colorado,
I've done a lot since I moved up here. Yeah, my memory is not anywhere near as good as it used to be. But that ham slap still rings in my ears right about this time every year.
Me too.
Like, it's like almost like I wake up to an alarm clock of a ham slap. It's really weird.
From the 817, the love round table, that was, the round table of love with Corey and his wife. That was astonishing. When we went through like an hour-long retelling of all the breakups and the makeups, and it was magical.
Yeah, I've been with my wife.
Congratulations.
Isn't
that what you're supposed to do?
I wasn't done talking, guys. Let me finish.
Actually, it's not, right?
I have dramatic pauses in my speech.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes.
That was amazing.
It's like a Jerry interview.
We've done things together.
What? It's not that. Well, it probably
I mean, you have three
late.
Kids.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, true.
What? So, yeah, that was pretty fun. Kevin convinced me, and actually what was even worse about that night was you convinced me that if I went through with the love roundtable, that I wouldn't have to experience any pain. Guess what happened?
Emotional pain.
I had to juggle stupid potatoes or something later on that night, and I got whooped with it.
But what happened? I bailed you out. Every time he dropped a potato for the juggling potato...
I guess you have to.
And now you see why I wore this shirt.
God, the value of the S. Spoon smack.
Wow, that other thing is.
The other thing is what Corey was describing earlier with his wife. Guess what it's time for, girl? Okay, the spoon smack. The spoon smack is what I was trying to say. Is you kept dropping the potatoes, and I bailed you out.
Bad too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So you had to be punished. And so I bailed you out by appropriately juggling the potatoes better than I just juggled those words. And I forgot what the point of that story was because I said something that had to get dropped.
So, wait, going back to the ham slap. Kevin's been ham slapped.
So I've been ham. For the record, you're the OG. I have been ham slapped the most.
I'm
like
sorry,
four
man.
Years in a row, including the year where Colby got so mad that the ham kept breaking, he almost punched me in the face.
There is still on the window behind us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like
you can see a smear of pig fat. Just lining the window right there because it exploded and stuck to the window behind us.
And Parker, I've gotten you with the ham slap.
Yeah, but remember that time you ate cranberry sauce out of my pants?
What? It was for $500, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the greatest bit we've consistently done, with all due respect to the ham slap, I think is cranberry.
I lost it.
That was great.
Yeah. I've done it.
Everything my first year.
Colby's done it.
And that's
Parker's
why he laughed.
I ate the bad gravy, too.
I have not.
I think it's time.
Here's an inside secret
about that. I have a can of cranberry sauce right now.
No, you do not.
Oh, you're right, I don't.
Here's an inside secret. Whenever you lose a challenge, you're ineligible to do the next challenge. So what do you know? I just so happen to always lose the challenge right before cranberry because I never wanted to do that.
I didn't either.
A couple of years ago, because you have to pour cranberry sauce down your pants while singing a song by the Cranberries, like you do to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And Colby said that he would eat some of the cranberry sauce that was in Parker's pants if somebody donated like $500, just thinking, well, that's not going to happen in the next 2 minutes. Then people donated like $900 in the span of 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And so that's a thing that happened.
Ultimate backfire, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got it done. I got more added to my possibilities, charity.
You did.
Yeah.
From the 817, I forgot, but for some reason, Colby ran naked through the hallway.
No, I was about to bring that up.
Okay. Well, people, we're in a 12-story
building. I thought you were doing it on 5.
No, we got to explore.
That was the first year, too, right?
Yeah.
I was there for that because I remember putting him on the phone, on the board, yeah.
Yeah.
So we only have majority control of 4 floors in this building of 12 floors.
Right.
And so Colby was popping up on like 7 and floors that we do not control, with the idea being probably nobody will be there, but maybe they are going to be there. That was tense.
I remember it was either a security guard or maybe somebody that was working late because there was a light on in one of the back offices. I think it was on 7.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to make it around to the elevator, and the elevator would not open. I kept hearing foot. I had to run around.
To hide again.
And then make it back. Good God Almighty, there's things that you don't want to be spotted at. One is running naked through a hallway in the middle of the night by some secretary or doctor or lawyer that's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
I'm on my phone on the radio. Mm-hmm.
But what if it was a secretary and she said, what are you doing?
Yeah. That changes everything.
Would we have gotten that on air?
I think I
would. Would you have hung up, or would you have been like, guys, listen to this?
You know what?
Time for the spoon smack. We're the KNC,
hey,
man.
Okay. Hold on. My favorite memory from Peace-a-thon so far. Every hour, we would ask people to tell us how long they've been with us.
Yeah.
And there have been so many people that have been like, that have checked in for all 14 or all 16 or all 12 hours.
Right.
And even throughout the day today, there have been people checking in with us throughout. I don't know if, Kevin, we've talked about that much. But people have been checking in with us throughout the day for how many hours they've been with us. And that's a tradition that y'all started on your own, and y'all are keeping going right now. And I really appreciate that.
And I'll tell you what, I have definitely heard from several people who have complained about the timing of the show this year. So, you know, maybe next year we can bring some of it back. We can totally take over, with their blessing, G-Bag's time slot for a day, and we can see if we can get this thing back to 14-hour extravaganza.
As long as I get a segment like this again, I'll have an absolute blast.
And then a bunch of people also brought up the mousetrap maze.
Oh, yes, crap.
From last year.
I dropped an F-bomb, right?
Hey, look, you heard what I just said. Who am I to judge? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The
Bye,
Fan.
Parker.
Thank you very
Bye,
much,
guys.
Parker.
See
we
you,
miss
Parker.
You, man.
Miss you guys as well. Have a good one.
All right, whatever.
How's Colorado?
That's great. Love
we got to go to break, man. We really try to stay on the clock
Reggie's
here.
He's like giving us the helicopter.
Yeah, we need these ratings.